Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, two great radio stations all across America. And around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, those of you keeping America rolling along, thanks so very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, we've also got the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there delivering your packages and your mail. Thank you so very much. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel for the aircraft that's out there. And we thank you for doing all that. And, of course, there's our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers, too. And let's not forget about our Facebook page, because you can follow us at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and take a look at all the different things we have over there. Now, joining us right now from the northern part, the highest part of the area up there, and I was going to call it the frozen tundra, but it's not frozen today. It's very warm up there, as a matter of fact. But anyway, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yippee-i-yo, call Patty. All right, there you go. Thank you very much, gang. And, of course, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let me see. Let me just check the temperature here. Now we're down to 69, but it's been in the 70s all night long. Now it's 69, but it's a very comfortable 69 degrees. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, the balloon. Here's what we know. The high-altitude balloon's equipment was clearly for intelligence, surveillance, and inconsistent with the equipment on board weather balloons. It had multiple antennas to include an array likely capable of collecting and geolocating communications. It was equipped with solar panels large enough to produce the requisite power to operate multiple active intelligence collection sensors.
Piece parts that have been recovered have, interestingly enough, some Western markings on them in English.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this balloon, and we could say balloons because we could necessarily consider the balloon program by the Chinese military. Remember, this is their military wing.
Right.
tells us that either one, China stole parts, or two, we've got Western contractors, Western companies that are under contract or have supply contracts with the Chinese military. So this is really a disturbing revelation here. And that is the part of the discussion that I know several senators are very concerned about when they got the briefings yesterday. Now, the briefings went to both the House, the full House, and the full Senate, but there was an additional briefing to the Senate Intelligence Committee, I think it was, yesterday. So there's more out there on details. And they said that the reason that they didn't shoot it down over the Aleutians is because the water would have been way too cold to go and recover the balloon over water in the northern Pacific.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a technology that the thing never had to be shot down like it was. We could have pierced the silks. And we could have easily dragged it. I mean, we've got the technology. You can do mid-air refuelings. You can do a lot of things that you didn't have to blast the thing out of the air. But that's a topic for another day. They said, too, that they know what they were sucking up as far as intelligence. But our electronic warfare technology, this is what they say, but I'm not sure I believe all these things. That we were not able to jam the communications where whatever this balloon was doing was sending back to the mothership. We were not able to jam it. We saw it, but we couldn't do anything. If you see it and you can't jam it, there's something very wrong. We have either some capabilities we're not using, or our capabilities are not nearly enough, but it's almost like China has been watching us for so long that they understand our voids and our vulnerabilities, and they exploited them. We look stupid. If for nothing else, we look stupid to China, but I think our national security apparatus looks pretty stupid.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Friday morning, and we're going to let Jeff take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Silvano. You'll hear him in about an hour and 40 minutes. He'll be on the program. Don't forget that every Monday and every Friday we have him on. Now, this portion of the program, my discussion with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And your local Geico office or the website, Geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can give you rates on that, too. And if you really want to save money, what you do is you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your policy, and boy, you will get one whale of a deal. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Find out who your agent is, talk to them, or talk to them on the website. Either way works. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We got a couple of callers, so let me check out Aaron in Colorado first. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, Denise. It's just fascinating. I mean, why now? You know, why send a balloon to spy on America? You didn't do that during the abomination was going on. Never did it to no other president. Even when Trump was in there for 4 years, didn't send a balloon. But now you got this broken down, dark side piece of crap of a so-called president sitting in the White House. Now China said, well, we'll send a balloon. Fascinating. After all this time, why do you want to do that? And one more thing, Denise. Latin America has clearly gone into a complete asshole when you're sending 222 Nicaraguan political prisoners to the United States of America. Anyway, Cap, Denise, goodbye.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Her question now, well, why now is if you really kind of look at the bigger picture, and I try to from, a bird's eye view,
mm-hmm.
we have a power shift. We have a military might shift going on across the globe. And, you know, we have a situation here where there have been warnings that China is, in fact, going to invade or take over Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if China's going to do that, how are they going to do that? And what would be the response? So I think these balloons are looking at United States allies, mm-hmm. and, you know, friends and partners out there and what they have. And based on how we left Afghanistan, based on how we're prosecuting this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, based on how we did and did not deal with Syria and Iraq, you know, if you kind of go back and look at some things here, we just kind of stay away from things. We'll throw a bunch of money at it, and we'll throw a bunch of equipment, but that's really all we're doing. So China is really looking at who would do what and what would they do it with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Biden, I mean, he's just out of the whole lane here. I mean, he's just out of it. And as a consequence, our own Pentagon is about as woke as it can possibly be, to the point where, you know, Lloyd Austin's counterpart won't even take a phone call from in China. Won't even take Lloyd Austin's phone call. So that's the why now, I would say. And our response to this balloon, for Biden not to say at any point during this balloon thing that he's outraged that, you know, our sovereignty was breached,
right.
That it is unacceptable, and that he picked up the phone and called President Xi and just said, dude, you know, shame on you, and this will not stand, and showed some kind of anger that he did not make
the
phone call.
It was no big deal to him.
Yes, he said it's no big deal. Well, he said when the incursion, he called it a minor incursion, that Russia invaded Ukraine. It's a minor incursion. Really?
Yeah.
Does it look like a minor incursion now?
No. Mm-mm.
So, if this balloon thing, I mean, he really said it's really no big deal.
Mm.
Then what does a big deal look like?
Because
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone.
I know.
Let's go over to the line and let's take Bag M and Bob. Okay, Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind? Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind?
Anyway, want to talk about the ATF store. The ATF has been apparently has an infinite ability to close firearms dealers. They can just get them on anything. I was reading on the Fox News thing that they've got all kinds of reasons they can just pop up at a moment's that whatever their discretion is.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would have mentioned was on the balloon thing. If it was so easy for the government to throttle that balloon, bring it down at their whim, according to Denise, what would be their motivation not to? Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, the motivation not to.
Well, they say that we want to see what was on this balloon and see what it was all about. We wanted to gather as much as intelligence about it that they were gathering on us. What were they sucking up? You know, it's kind of like a counter-espionage. That was their reasoning. Have you ever seen how our Air Force in some cases have to, you know, drag things out of the air or they have to...
Yeah, with a hook, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
yeah, we did it a lot. It's been done a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, well,
I mean, we saw how slowly that thing was coming down, didn't we?
Sure did.
Now, that was the silk part. Mm. We don't know how much of the payload we blew up, but I would argue we didn't have to blow it up. Unless they're not telling us something, unless that there were some explosives on there or something else that they necessarily feared, but we haven't heard that. They said it was self-detonating, but that detonation couldn't be that big because there wasn't, the thing wasn't big enough. I don't know.
I did hear that they had enough explosives on there to bring it down. Should they want to do that? I did hear that. So
yeah, but we don't know what that necessarily looked like. Now we flew the U-2 spy plane past this balloon several times. So
To see what was on, what was going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Now where is that report? And did the intelligence briefing in the last couple of days, did it share anything that came off of the what was gathered from the U-2? Haven't seen that. Now, interestingly enough, I'm looking at something here that says that, in fact, the Defense Intelligence Agency already warned the appropriate people that they had this balloon that was leaving China, and nobody paid any attention to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And it was more than one, I might add. The other, where's the other one? It was flying over Central America. Is it still there?
We have no idea. Nobody's reporting on it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I knew that it was in Costa Rica. I don't know anything about it after that because nobody's reporting, and it's not even, I can't even find it out there.
Well, maybe they took it down. Maybe they used their ability to take it down.
Well, nobody seems to be answering that question, so I can't go on maybes. You know, we can ask ourselves and see if we can't find out, but mm-hmm. there's nothing out there about the one in Latin America that I can find.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton made headlines yesterday with a comment that he made. He said, and I quote, "I'm putting the White House on notice. I plan to block every single one of Joe Biden's nominees until every single classified document taken by the Department of Justice is turned over to Congress. No one is above the law."
True enough. And I will tell you, with the land that they are buying and have already bought, China in the United States, that's an easy one to fix, too, because all we have to do is eminent domain. Take it back.
Yep.
But Tom Cotton's right. He wants the documents. We want the documents.
All right. I got the music coming up in my ear here. I'll talk to you tonight on the weekend edition.
Yes,
have yourself a great morning. All right.
Sir, you too.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes about and sign up for her newsletter. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. DeMar Hamlin is stealing the show at the NFL Honors. The 12th annual year-end awards gala took place in Phoenix Thursday night, just days ahead of the Super Bowl. Winners included Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who was named MVP of the year, and Giants coach Brian DeBole was named Coach of the Year. But the highlight of the show was when Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin made a surprise appearance and received a standing ovation. NFL Hall of Famer Michael Irvin is suing a woman who accused him of misconduct earlier this week and the Marriott hotel chain that employs her for $100 million. The lawsuit filed Thursday afternoon says eyewitnesses support Irvin's contention that he casually exchanged pleasantries with the woman, shook her hand, and went to his room alone. The suit argues that staff and management of the Renaissance Phoenix Hotel refused to listen when Irvin tried to provide witness accounts. The hotel reported the accusation to the NFL, and Irvin was pulled from TV coverage of Sunday's Super Bowl. Julio Flores, USA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll let them tell you all about that. After we tell you, go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, here's the thing, folks. If you want to become the recipient of a tremendous opportunity, career opportunity, a job that pays you a lot of money and just moves you on down the highway and up the ladder faster than anything I can think of, then you need to know about the National Aviation Academy and what they do. Now, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, take a look, see the website. See the campuses they have. One's in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side. And the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In both cases, they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician working on aircraft of all sizes and shapes, and you'll be making a hell of a living. You'll start at $60,000 to $70,000 a year or more, depending on where you start, whether or not it's here or it's overseas. Now, if for some reason you wind up going overseas, you'll have a six-figure income to start, if that happens. Now, you should go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and then go to the phone and call 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'll be glad you did. It'll be the best investment in your life that you've ever made. Now, military veterans, of course, your GI Bill is good there as long as you got enough credit hours to do that. You're just getting out of the military. You'll have a tremendous heads up. You'll be able to get in the program. And if you happen to be an aviation maintenance tech in the military or retiring from aircraft maintenance of some sort, you could probably challenge the test and take the short refresher course that is an advanced course that lasts about 3, maybe 4 months, and then you take the test to get your FAA license, and away you go. That's all you got to do. So there's a way to do it if you've been in the business before, and it's just a tremendous opportunity, and I would strongly suggest you take advantage of it. Okay, you heard a lot of talk this morning about balloons and about the spy balloon. Now, let me solidify some news here. The spy balloon that flew across the United States last week carried devices capable of gathering intelligence, and its manufacturer is connected to the Chinese military. We were told this by a State Department official yesterday. In addition, the Pentagon discovered the equipment after flying the high-altitude U-2 spy plane by it to observe the massive balloon. They made several passes with the U-2 spy plane, an official said, and the U.S. blocked the balloon from monitoring sensitive sites by jamming it. We're not sure how that worked yet. Now, the House of Representatives unanimously approved a resolution condemning China for the spy balloon and calling on the White House to keep Congress aware of the new developments. Meanwhile, the FBI is working to recover and analyze debris from the Atlantic Ocean where the balloon was shot down. What will happen? Don't know. Anything positive? Sure hope so. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But that's more information there than what we had a day ago or even 3 days ago or 4 days ago when all this came to a head. Now, the new Futures Command Chief has shifted the main effort to designing the Army future of 2040. The head of the new Army Futures Command has shifted the Army's organizational focus from delivering a modernized force by 2030 to designing the Army of 2040, he said in an association meeting at a U.S. Army breakfast. Now, the carrier, USS George H.W. Bush, is currently on standby to assist in Turkey with the earthquake relief efforts. The USS George H.W. Bush is in the Mediterranean Sea, moving towards Turkey in case the country requests additional assistance according to the Pentagon Press Secretary, Brigadier General Pat Ryder. A U.S. Coast Guard personnel, in particular a rescue swimmer, who had just hours to go until he graduated from the rescue swimmer school, conducted a personal audacious rescue, pulling a man from the big waves and choppy seas of the Oregon coast. Kudos to the Coast Guardsman. This happened last Friday. We're just now finding out about it. And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has committed to training Ukrainian combat jet pilots, according to a statement made ahead of a February 8th visit to London by Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Britain will, in fact, be training Ukraine combat fighter pilots to fly the aircraft that they'll be getting from Britain. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, remember that patrol boat a few weeks back that sank in Washington in about 160 feet of water as it went down in some heavy seas? Well, they got it back. They were able to salvage it, bring it up off the bottom. So I saw a picture of it yesterday. It looked like as if it had been, I don't know if it had a hole torn in the hull or not. It kind of looked like it, but it looked like as if whatever it struck was up towards the front of the vessel on the port side, and that's what brought it down. Now, the NATO chief says that the United States aid is making a difference every day on the battlefields in the Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Hans Stoltenberg said during a visit to the Pentagon that the U.S. aid is doing a great deal to help defend the Ukraine, but he stressed that Western allies must provide all the weapons necessary that the Ukrainians need to beat back the Russian forces in a war that's closing in on its one-year anniversary. I believe we're 351 days into this right now. Long time. Now, there's a meme that is out there about the Pentagon's procurement and people buying things and showing people standing in a line with money in their hand, holding up the money. Oh, boy. Got to be a sense of humor in all this, right? By the way, when Zelensky, when the Ukraine president, Vladimir Zelensky, was in the Ukraine the other day, he brought a shopping list with him and asked about the planes that would represent the wings of freedom. Well, he's getting the planes, that's for sure. And they're training the pilots, that's for sure. So there you go. All right, I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn. Have at it.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it away. And before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, we want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, their Moss Acura store right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to their Moss Nissan store in Tampa. Now, if you go over to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and take a look at what's going on, you will notice that they have a program called the You Serve, You Save. What that means is all active duty military, all first responders, and by active duty military and first responders, we mean police, firefighters, EMT, as well as church pastors, get a great deal afforded to them by Moss Nissan. Now, in addition, they've got Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. So check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S. Moss, M-A-U-S. Acura.com or Moss, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. Either one. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
You got the weekend show coming up. What you going to be talking about?
A lot to go over the course of this week. Obviously, got to talk about State of the Union address. I'll spend some time on that, and you know, all the garbage that was thrown up on the wall, and you know, it's really interesting some of the things that they put out in regards to wealth tax and all these things. None of these things have any chance of passing, not even coming close. And these are things that they couldn't get through when they had the House. So it's just a lot of it, basically cutting through all the BS that was thrown up on the wall.
Are you going to be talking about the liar, liar, pants on fire, Joe Biden, who's going around telling everybody how the Republicans are going to get rid of Social Security and Medicare?
Listen, basically, he's doing a play on words on Rick Scott's plan. Rick Scott, put out his plan about, sunsetting government programs every 5 years, which is a great idea. Again, you do that, basically, you have to reauthorize all this government spending. So you have to actually take a look at things and see whether or not they work. And he wanted to lump Social Security and Medicare into that, which is silly. But the funny thing is, you see those clips that they're playing of them back in 1997, where Biden was calling on getting rid of Social Security.
Yeah, he was, and I saw the video, and I saw him say it, and he's now trying to put the shoe on the other foot, but he can't deny what he said. And by the way, you're right about the play in words, because Rick Scott said that and made it very specific in his comments about the five-year projection and taking a look at plans, that Social Security and Medicare were off the table.
Yeah, well, again, I think it's a great idea what Rick Scott is putting forward. You're basically taking a look, because all these government programs, once they start, they never stop. And then they put in automatic spending increases a year. I mean, shouldn't we evaluate everything that we do as a nation, taxpayers that we have to fund to make sure it's working or whether or not it's worthwhile? You get so many of these things that we forget they even exist, for crying out loud. I think it's a fantastic idea.
One would think. Now, we're not out of the woods yet when it comes to inflation. The drive towards lower inflation likely hit a speed bump back in January because next week the Department of Labor will release its report on consumer prices in January, and it doesn't look like it's going to be all that great.
Well, it's going to bump up a little bit because energy prices came up. I mean, that's going to happen. That stuff is volatile. It's very hard to get your arms around. Not much the Fed can do in regards to that. But, you're seeing other things come down as well. We talked about egg prices have basically collapsed, which is, great for consumers because, again, they're not even, people eat them like myself, but, the fact that they're also inputs and costs and many other food items as well. So it's going to be a mix as far as the CPI is concerned. I wouldn't put much stock into it right now because energy prices did pop a little bit.
Yeah, they did, and they're going to go up again, I think, because of what we're seeing and what we're hearing over there in the Middle East with the activity that's taking place. There is some more warfare, and, of course, as the Ukraine thing goes, that's creating a bit of a problem, too, over there.
Well, I think you're also dealing with, China coming back online, which is playing a big part in this as well. The expected commodity prices to come up to some degree because demand's gone up. I mean, nothing the Federal Reserve can deal with. This is just supply concerns.
And, of course, the jobless claims have been inching up a little bit, over 196,000. I don't know, for some reason they're saying, well, the jobless claims are really doing well because we're not at 200,000 or this, any other, but yet they seem to be going up.
A lot of job openings here. There's no doubt about the fact that, I'm not too concerned about the claims. You're seeing people getting laid off, but you're also seeing the fact that they're getting severance, 4 months' worth of severance, and those bloody sick companies, and also health care as well. It's giving them people the opportunity to go out and find something else.
I bet I know somebody that wishes they had severance, and that's the Yahoo workers. 20% of the workforce is being laid off.
Oh, I'm sure that they are. I haven't seen them with their packages. But, again, you're talking about a company that's been on the decline for a long period of time. I mean, when was the last time anybody used it? They have a little news service there. Sometimes it pops up on my screen. But, that thing's been dying a slow death for over a decade plus now.
Yeah, I've been staying totally away from it because it's been become pretty much unreliable. By the way, the U.S. has sanctioned the Russian petrochemicals and petroleum again.
What is that? I mean, honestly, does it matter? They're just selling their energy somewhere else.
It didn't matter before, so why should it matter now?
I mean, you know, India, you know, talked about their need for energy and the type of the incredible increases they're going to need over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And again, they're going to go out and they're going to purchase it. You know, China's going to purchase their energy. It hasn't, you know, you didn't see, one would assume that, you know, Russia's overall economy would you know, go negative GDP over the course of last year. It didn't.
Have you been to a grocery store lately?
Not myself, no.
Okay. Grocery prices continue to go up on various items. And most people believe that the prices of groceries and food in general is going to continue to go up and it is not going to go down.
I think we're kind of plateaued to some degree. I think you're starting to see actual, retail, grocery store chains actually push back against suppliers and say, okay, you know, we got to get these prices down and they've come far enough. So, I'm going to be in the other camp on that. I do think that they're going to start to decline to some degree.
Okay. And what do you think about AOC going toe to toe with Jim Jordan the other day, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? I don't think she won the argument, but she tried.
I didn't see this one. I didn't see this back and forth debate. I'm not sure what this one was about.
Yeah, well, she was firing back at him over the GOP, the use of the committee for what she said was a waste of time when it came to the Hunter Biden stuff and all that. But we're finding out Hunter Biden has been described now as a national security threat.
Oh, this, the Hunter Biden thing that's taking place there. They had problems. The power went out in the committee hearing. It seems like it's been a bit all over the place. And again, I don't know how much attention is being paid to it at this point in time. I know that, decided he didn't want to, hand over, his taxes and all these other things. So we'll see, how far the committee is going to go.
Nah, it's just when AOC talks, everybody wants to listen to what kind of a fool she's made out of herself this time.
Let's put on a show. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, she definitely. I think she qualified for the Emmy this week.
Yeah, you watch some of the things that they do, and I think a lot of it's made for social media.
Well, that could be. That could be.
Yeah.
All right, and you. Have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather. And I hope your team wins in the Super Bowl, whoever that might happen to be.
I'm just hoping for a good game. Neither are my teams.
I hope nobody gets hurt. That's all I hope for.
Yeah, that's what I always hope for.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the place to go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And don't forget, his weekend show is on many of these same stations all across the country. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.